Your letters about our Karachi stories were among the items in our inbox this week. Holly Winters of Winter Park, Florida writes, "To audibly wake up in a city the size of Karachi is a real reality check. It's daunting to consider other cities that dwarf our own." And we got a lot of emails about my interview with former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan. Jane Fleshman of Nashville was among those who didn't care for what she called my hardball interview style. "What's with all the interrupting?" she asked. "I listen to NPR, so I don't have to be subjected to that kind of rudeness." Some of you were also unhappy with John Feinstein's commentary on an Army program that allows military academy graduates the chance to play pro sports rather than fight overseas.
"The Navy and the Naval Academy never had a better recruiter than Hall of Fame basketball player David Robinson, who served 2 years of stateside duty before joining the San Antonio Spurs of the NBA.
"Nothing could be further from the truth," writes Greg Lukanuski of Richmond, Virginia.
"When I was an Army lieutenant freezing my butt off in some German forest, it was tough for me to understand why David Robinson should have to do less time than my four-year ROTC obligation just because he was taller and could handle a basketball better. The academies are all about creating competent military officers. Sports, while important, are secondary to this goal."
And now some corrections. We told you about an abandoned mining town in New Mexico, now used by New Mexico Tech to train first responders. We said the funds to buy the town came from the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, the money came from the college. In our story about a mine in Congo, we said the mine provided uranium used in the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The bomb used on Nagasaki contained plutonium. And if you would like to drop us a line, go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is coming to us from Karachi, Pakistan this week. I'm Renee Montaigne.